is Wade Rathgeuth, the chief organizer's report. The Women's March on Washington has stepped up to a strong platform. More numbers have started to roll in on the delegations coming from the states to the Women's March on Washington the Saturday after the inauguration. 2,000 have signed up from Texas, 300 from Arkansas, 1,200 from Louisiana, for example. A story in my local paper had a picture of women making purple and silver sashes for the march, recalling those worn by the suffragettes 100 years ago. The one knock I've heard repeatedly about the march, though, is what's it about? Is this just a stepping for solidarity, or is there a platform undergirding the marchers and pushing for change? It was a fair criticism, at least in the beginning, when the initial organizers seemed to be resisting a real program, thinking that a big tent was enough message in itself. For whatever reason, though, they have one now. Maybe organizers were responding to criticism. Maybe they just thought the numbers were a strong enough hammer that it was time to add some nails. Whatever the reason, the platform is out and the Women's March on Washington has stepped out. The platform is entitled Unity Principles, and here's what it says. We believe that women's rights are human rights, and human rights are women's rights. We must create a society in which women, including black women, native women, poor women, immigrant women, Muslim women, lesbian, queer, and trans women, are free and able to care for and nurture their families, however they're formed, in safe and healthy environments, free from structural impediments. Ending violence. Women deserve to live full and healthy lives, free of all forms of violence against our bodies. We believe in accountability and justice in cases of police brutality and ending racial profiling and targeting of communities of color. It is our moral imperative to dismantle the gender and racial inequalities within the criminal justice system. Reproductive rights. We believe in reproductive freedom. We do not accept any federal, state, or local rollbacks, cuts, or restrictions on our ability to access quality reproductive health care services, birth control, HIV, AIDS care and prevention, or medically accurate sexuality education. This means open access to safe, legal, affordable abortion and birth control for all people, regardless of income, location, or education. LGBTQIA rights. We firmly believe that LGBTQIA rights are human rights and that it is our obligation to uplift, expand, and protect the rights of our gay, lesbian, bi, queer, trans, or gender non-conforming brothers, sisters, and siblings. We must have the power to control our bodies and be free from gender norms, expectations, and stereotypes. Workers' rights. We believe in an economy powered by transparency, accountability, security, and equity. All women should be paid equitably with access to affordable child care, sick days, health care, paid family leave, and healthy work environments. All workers, including domestic and farm workers, undocumented and migrant workers, must have the right to organize and fight for a living minimum wage. Civil rights. We believe civil rights are our birthright, including voting rights, freedom to worship without fear of intimidation or harassment, freedom of speech, and protections for all citizens, regardless of race, gender, age, or disability. We believe it is time for an all-inclusive equal rights amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Disability rights. We believe that all women's issues are issues faced by women with disabilities and deaf women. As mothers, sisters, daughters, and contributing members of this great nation, we seek to break barriers to access, inclusion, independence, and the full enjoyment of citizenship at home and around the world. We strive to be fully included in and contribute to all aspects of American life, economy, and culture. Immigrant rights. Rooted in the promise of America's call for huddled masses yearning to breathe free, we believe in immigrant and refugee rights, regardless of status or country of origin. We believe migration is a human right and that no human being is illegal. Environmental justice. We believe that every person and every community in our nation has the right to clean water, clean air, and access to and enjoyment of public lands. We believe that our environment and our climate must be protected and that our land and natural resources cannot be exploited for corporate gain or greed, especially at the risk of public safety and health. There you go. That may be too many words to put on a sash, but we can all print them out and put them in a pocket close to our hearts. This is Wade Rathke. Questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.